cars at home. Sustrans Director for Northern Ireland, Gordon Clark, is with me now. Very good morning to you, Gordon.
Good morning.
How are you this fine morning?
I'm fine. I cycled in as I always do, and I got in time. Traffic and travel doesn't...
It doesn't bother you at all?
It doesn't bother me. I get in almost within a minute either way of my journey every day. So very reliable transport is the bicycle.
Absolutely. Well, can I also just say, though, Gordon, there were two boys, and you will not approve of this. Two boys were cycling down the road. Oh, can you turn your radio down a bit, Gordon? You're feeding back to us there. That's lovely. Thank you. There were two boys cycling down the road past Central Station in the middle lane, holding up the traffic. That's okay. They're perfectly entitled. But they weren't wearing helmets.
Well, I it's very much your own personal choice. I do wear a helmet because I think it makes good sense. You know, you never know when you could slip or fall or whatever. So it's good. It's good, sensible thing to do. So I certainly do it myself.
Absolutely. And especially as they were in the middle of the traffic and not in the cycle lanes or the bus lanes as well. Anyway, let's get on to this. Lovely, because how lovely to be giving people things on Valentine's Day, Gordon. What's the idea behind it?
Well, the idea behind it, I mean, it's a bit of fun. We're handing out heart-shaped chocolates and red apples to people that are cycling into work this morning in the Newtownards Road and or travelling by bus. We've joined forces with TransLink to say thank you, because what they're doing is a very sustainable journey. It's a good way to travel, it's efficient, and it's reducing the issue of air quality, which is becoming a major issue, as you said. Cities across not just the UK but Europe are finding air quality a big issue, and if we want our cities to be a place that are livable, City Council here wants 60,000 more people living in the city centre, then we really do need to address this very serious issue of air quality. So while there's a bit of fun this morning, there's a serious message behind it that we want more people to travel more sustainably and reduce the air pollution, and that's what we're trying to do.
I mean, I know certainly I've seen this happening. Specifically, it was highlighted, I know, in London a few months ago, or a few weeks ago. But how serious a problem is it here in Northern Ireland? Because I know Belfast itself is in a valley, and the air can really gather there. And on days when the pressure is holding the weather in, is it a big problem here?
Yeah, well, the City Council produced a report 2 years ago, which is a air quality action plan, and it identified four significant areas within the city. One you might have imagined being the area around the West Link, obviously very high levels of traffic there. But the one that we have been focusing on is the air quality management area, which runs really from North Road right out to the Ulster Hospital. And sometimes it surprises people, but I guess the valley, the valley that runs east out of the city, contains air quality. So the air quality is quite poor. Now, it has improved over recent years, but still it's a major concern. And, you know, the consequences of it are there's a lot of research being produced, but there's something like 40,000 deaths attributed to poor air quality across the UK each year. And a recent study in Toronto was relating living close to main roads, a link with dementia. So there's a lot of health concerns associated with air quality. So while we're having fun today, it is a very important issue to be addressed by the city.
It is, and you're talking about that area from North Road out to Dundonald, and then you've got the Cumber Greenway and the likes of the Conswater and the bridges being officially named and opened as well. Everything like that really must help and hopefully reduce the air pollution.
Well, we're working with three European countries on a very simple European project, which is simply converting the car journeys that people make, and many of those journeys are only a couple of miles to work. We're trying to convert that journey from a car journey to a bike or a walk, and that's our focus in East Belfast. And as you've rightly said, we have the wonderful Cumber Greenway there, paralleling the Newtownards Road. Also, in the next year or so, the Belfast Rapid Transit is going to be introduced along that corridor. So that area was selected as the UK representative project in this European-wide project to see how we can really bring about change in people's behaviour and get more people that work along that corridor, and there are lots and lots of people who work along that corridor. If you think about it, there's the Stormont Estate, the Ulster Hospital, Police Service Northern Ireland headquarters, right down to Titanic Quarter. So it's a big area of high numbers of people working, numbers of people commuting. So we really want to work over the next 2 years to get people out of their cars and getting active. And all the assets are there. We just need to make people more aware and get them motivated.
Do you think businesses could be doing their part a little bit more for, you know, in this joined up thinking? Because certainly for me, you know, I get up in the morning, I have a shower, do my hair, do my makeup. The last thing I want to do then is get on a bike or walk and get, you know, get all sweaty and have to do it again. But and there's no facilities when you, and for a lot of people when they get into work, to change and also make themselves presentable for the day ahead.
Yeah, well, what we've done is we've carried out a big survey. In fact, the survey we carried out was carried out not just along East Belfast corridor, but in the other European countries. And you know, one of the issues that we have to address is what employers are doing to support their employees. And as you rightly say, whether it's showers or changing facilities at work, safe, secure bike parking, encouraging people to use the, you know, the tax break, the bike share scheme. There's lots that employees could do. And one of our campaigns, and we're going to have two staff permanently based at Hollywood Arches there. They're going to be talking to employers to see what more employers can do to encourage their staff. So yeah, it's one of 10 campaigns that we'll be running over the next 10 years, or sorry, 10 campaigns over the next 2 years.
And the success of the Belfast bikes has been tremendous as well, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And I think addressing what you were saying about probably image and so on, up until the Belfast bikes, the image of a cyclist going in and out of Belfast with somebody, you know, in Lycra with high-vis equipment and all sorts of things. If you come into Belfast City Centre now, the bike share scheme, it's just ordinary people in ordinary clothes commuting around the city centre. And that's what you see if you go to Copenhagen or Amsterdam or Utrecht, some of these bigger cities. That's the kind of cycling that we want to see in the longer term, you know. So the Belfast bike share scheme has been a great success and I think is helping to change the image of cycling and encouraging more people to make the change.
Well, I must admit, I have a road bike and, you know, I've got the clip-in pedals and I do don the Lycra, and, but haven't for quite some time. But I have been in bike shops recently having a look at possibly, you know, what you call the sit-up and bag bikes, the sort you see and call the midwife. So, yes, I don't know whether that's just me, you know, it's the age you're getting to. But it is something, you know, I'd like to just nip down to the shops and be able to take my shopping home with me. And the bike shops do seem to be gearing much more towards the commuters.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. You know, recently, you know, up until recently, it was really racing bikes and so on. Now these, you know, more traditional style bikes are coming in. And actually, one of the things in our European project, we are going to have some 20 electric bikes to experiment with, because people say to us, well, I'm too old, I'm not fit, there's too many hills in my journey. And we're going to have these bikes available for people to experiment with. They've become a really significant part in the cycling in continental Europe. It's extending the age that people can cycle, and it's addressing some of those other issues. So, you know, there's new technology coming along, which will, these are assisted electric bikes, so they, you know, you have to still pedal, but they help you along. So technology is moving forward, and that will hopefully address again some of the barriers that people say, you know, such as I'm not fit enough, you know.
I must admit, I was looking at one, Gordon.
Well, I try.
Because I live at the top of a hill. I'm holding my hands up. I'm going, yes, just if I'm going to do my shopping, I want to just get that. I was looking at bikes with 21 speed gears, and then I went, oh, look, there's one with an electric motor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah, as I say, and you know, conscious this year in France when I was on holiday, the number of people using them and using them with a carrier at the front or the back with their groceries and so on. So, you know, we're really keen to promote them and see just what impact that can have. So our objective is to get, as many commuting journeys converted into cycling and walking journeys. And we're working with TransLink because we recognise that some of the journeys. You know, if you live in Cumber, maybe you can cycle to Dundonald, and we're going to put secure bike parking in Dundonald in front of the Ulster Hospital and the park and ride, so people can cycle part of their journey and then get on the Belfast Rapid Transit bus and get into town. So we're looking at a whole range of measures that will help people make this change.
And I have noticed a lot more facilities for cyclists getting on trains as well, that they can bring their bikes on as well, just so long as they're kept sort of out of harm's way as well. So
yeah, well, again, if you go to the continent, you cannot accommodate the number of people that would want to do that. So TransLink, I think, are putting in new cycle parking, secure parking at Hollywood and Lisburn and at a number of other stations. So again, we're working closely with them. We're developing that relationship between active travel, walking and cycling, and public transport. And I think that's the city of the future, a livable city that has a really good public transport system. Lots of people walking and cycling, and a really pleasant place to live, work and shop.
And we would encourage cyclists to be considerate to pedestrians as well, because I would do a lot of walking. And can you clear something up for me, Gordon? Cycling through the city centre, is that permissible or not? You know, once you get into the pedestrian zone, or is it advisable to get off the bike?
When it's really busy, you certainly wouldn't want to cycle through the city centre. I think it's acceptable, but you need to just be aware that there are lots of people walking, and if it gets too crowded, then just get off your bike. So I think it's a matter of judgment, and I think all of this is about good behaviour. We have been doing a lot of work on the Cumber Greenway about one path that it's shared, dog walkers share it with cyclists, share it with joggers, and that we build up good relationships between people. And that's the same for the city centre in the future, that, motorists, cyclists and pedestrians all are aware of each other and share the space. That's the sort of city and type of behaviour we want to see.
Well, Gordon, you've been handing out the love today. Will the love be continuing for people coming home today, or is it just on the way into town this morning?
I'm not sure. It depends how many people how many chocolate hearts they've given out and apples they've given out. I think the intention was just this morning, but I'm sure if there's some left, if you're close to our offices in Adelaide Street here, I'm sure we'll be able to hand out some more. But as I say, it's a bit of fun today, but a very serious message about air quality. And sometimes people feel it's hard to make a difference. My little bit won't really change an awful lot. If I cycle into work, how much less air pollution is there? Well, we feel that everybody can see their contribution adding up, and if we get enough people motivated, we will together address the air quality issue.
Well, Gordon, thank you so much indeed for coming on this morning and talking to us about it, and have a very happy Valentine's Day to yourself too.
And indeed the same to yourself, and we'll hopefully see you out cycling sometime soon.
Too right, you'll not miss me. I'll be the one whizzing past on my electric bike.